As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Big.
Yep. And then it takes about 55 minutes to get to KCI, Hampton Inn.
Yep. Anywho.
Let's try walking.
Where we had left our Rippers. By the way, Tyler's now spectating this game.
I'll be gone a little bit, probably, but...
He's being a creeper.
I am being a creeper.
You forgot that.
Careful, I might explode.
Yeah. Smack, smack, smack!
All right.
Smack, smack, smack!
Get away! Oh, God!
All right, now we've had our Minecraft fever.
You guys had successfully blown up two teleporters, the one in Rockford and the one here in London, by having a bunch of anarchists target that one. The memorials of six people who drowned in a river is now destroyed.
Oh, well.
You horrible, horrible people.
We didn't do it.
Some peasants.
And Ryan has no idea we were involved at all.
Nope.
Peasants. You guys have two things that you guys were told me that you were interested in doing. First was finding a financial benefactor for the launch. And the second was trucking over to New England, the northeast of the U.S.
Did you guys have a fight about that?
Jessica's afraid of water. And yeah.
Yes, my character has a phobia of drowning.
Wow.
And we're going across the Atlantic. Remember what happened last time? A big ship came down here and met an iceberg.
Hasn't happened yet. No.
You guys are on the Titanic.
Titanic is 1904.
Damn it.
You know, I heard this ship is not going to be able to be sunk. We could try that and fly ride that. How about that sound? It can't
be
sunk.
I heard that's not going to happen for like 10 years or something.
And considering it launches from America.
No, it launches from England. Yeah. It launched from England?
I'm pretty sure.
That was its route.
America.
It launched from like New York or something like mm-hmm. that. Mm-hmm. That's why it showed up in Ghostbusters 2.
Yep.
Oh.
Better late than never. So, you guys have your choice of what you want to do first.
Hey, Badger. We found someone as promising. The person we have to talk to would be Ryan.
Oh, yeah, the racist guy.
Mm-hmm.
Racist, sexist guy.
Mm-hmm.
Average European person.
It'll only take you 17 hours. 34 minutes.
By the way, the character sheets are over here, so...
Yeah, I know. I've kind of been waiting for someone to hand me mine.
Just so the internet knows, to walk from where we are to the nearest big airport would take us 17 hours to walk.
That's the other half of my character sheet.
Not bad.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's still rational days.
Yeah.
Well, and that's not like jogging, that's walking.
Love interest.
I'm not going to jog 53 miles, Ryan.
Why not? People have drugged all the way across the U.S.
Yeah, I'm not this kind of this little fat kid from Kansas.
Okay. Well, I know which one I'm actually going to be using.
The romance, right? You find this hot waitress in New York.
No.
Would your card have a romance interest or something?
Love interest. Plan a non-player character to encourage a romantic interest for your hero. The target helps to the best of her abilities, but may frequently cause trouble as well.
I got extra effort and payback.
Both of which I think will be useful.
Mm-hmm. Over there.
I see an actual use for both of those. Last time I don't see me using either at all.
So look at all this territory. All
right, well.
Greenland. Look how green it is.
Lies. As much as I'd like to hurry to...
Greenland? It's so green?
Yep. As much as I'd love to hurry to America before Pumpkin Jack strikes again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not like the guy's going anywhere.
Actually, he's going somewhere all the time. I'm sure he goes somewhere to eat. He goes somewhere to go to sleep. He just goes everywhere.
But he's not leaving the London area.
He might be. But,
We don't even know if he's in the London area.
Jack? The benefactor.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the benefactor, yes.
Mm-hmm. Benefactor's here in London.
Yeah. He owns the company here, so unless he's going to haul up and sell his company while we're gone in the next, like, month.
It's a long trip.
In the next, like, month. I don't think... I mean, I think we pretty much have a choice of where we go.
I'd rather secure our resources.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Right. So we need a tiebreaker vote here.
I can do that.
You, random NPC!
Pedro!
Yes, ma'am!
Pedro? You're in America.
No, he's in Mexico.
Because they got their own lodge.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
On the Yucatan Peninsula.
But anyway,
should we get more money or should we cross the Great Blue to see New York?
And talk, possibly thwart this crazy spirit that's been killing people.
I can't be a deciding factor in this high ocean. I think you should go across the wet thing.
All right, a boat has been reached.
The dice decided.
Yeah.
You other NPC!
See me tie it up?
The will of the NPCs has already spoken. They will all agree with the first NPC.
Because they are one.
But,
We are one.
I want to
they are
there.
Legion.
Huh?
I want to ship there.
We have come to a consensus.
Total of 3 weeks.
Too bad Legion's on a main character. So it'd be... Oh, a total 3 weeks of back and forth.
3 weeks there, 3 weeks back.
So it'd be 6 weeks.
No.
That way would be gone.
Oh. Yeah.
Assuming you spent zero time in America.
Yes.
You get off the boat, pick up a ticket, and then sail back. We went to America, did our job.
I would highly suggest doing the benefactor first because we can get that done now and get paid when we come back the 100 pounds, which will help us establish more means on the lodge.
Not 800 pounds.
100 pounds?
Yes. 100 pounds, not 800.
800.
Awesome.
He said,
said
A.
Yeah, he said 1.
He said 800.
Really, really...
It's technically 100, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Really rather not have Pumpkin Jack just go around having free reign killing everyone.
He's been... Oh. He had how many years to do that already? It's going to be, what, a few days at most for the benefactor?
I will not say at most what it could be.
Yeah.
Because it could wind up being another Lord Savage where you have to go off to Africa.
Yeah, that's why I'm a little hesitant to start this without, since we can't really say, all right, we need your money. What would you like us to do? I'd like you to go out with me to this. All right, we'll be back. All right,
so let me explain things from a GM perspective.
I won't argue with one way or the other because it's not my thing.
In order to maintain your benefactor's happiness, you have to show up once a month. However, for every day that Pumpkin Jack remains free, that's another person that can wind up dead. Both sides are equally valuable.
The other problem is,
We have to show up, as Andrea said, we have to show up once a month to keep our benefactors happy. Let's say it takes, let's say we end up spending a week in America. So that's 3 weeks there, 3 weeks back, week there. 7 weeks. We have 1 week to get two benefactors happy if we do the benefactor first.
Well, how about this? If we want to combine them, bring them with us.
No. 3 weeks
on the boat and 3 weeks back.
And then they won't talk to you for the rest of the year because they're sick of you.
I was thinking about bringing Lord Savage with us.
We're not hunting anything.
Yeah.
We're hunting pumpkin jack.
Actually, is
and in fact, you are indeed hunting something.
We're hunting
You're not sure if it's something he'd hunt.
Hey, Ryan.
But you are hunting something.
We're not hunting. We're gathering resources. We're going to New York to find Yankee because he might actually know something about pumpkin jack to put a stop.
Yeah, we're getting information. I know, but we're planning on putting a stop to Pumpkin Jack for good.
Yes.
Which we know his home base is in New England. So taking Lord Savage along is probably a good idea.
Yeah,
if we want to please him and go hunt.
It's at least possible.
Yes.
It's better than saying like, I want to take the noble who sits on his ass all the time and does parties to go hunt Pumpkin Jack.
No, this is a guy who brings down werewolves. He got tired of all the conventional stuff. It wasn't a challenge anymore.
But by getting the benefactor, we have the 100 pounds to add to the lodge, which we really need money for the lodge.
No, we don't.
Yes,
we're fine. We're not making a profit, but it's not like we're in any...
Not just breaking a profit, we need to get the resource or influence up, and we have to get the resources up. Because if we don't increase the influence, when. Well, how's your HP now?
37.
And 3 more HP points, you won't be able to gain rank.
I won't be able to advance. Damn!
So, we need to increase our lodge. And we need the money for that. It's not just breaking even. I'm not just thinking profit. I'm thinking need to put
now,
more on the lodge.
Not to throw a monkey wrench in your guys' plans. What are your hindrances again? Read them aloud for everyone.
Enemy minor, small, and stubborn.
Thank you. Yep, I'm well aware he's stubborn.
It's okay, I'm agreeing with you.
That's why it's kind of hard to debate this, because there's 2-2 on both sides.
And one person's stubborn.
So he literally won't leave until we agree with him.
Or you present overwhelming evidence to the contrary.
And, no, until we agree with him.
As I said, I might as well get points, but I won't play it.
And Todd, there is no overwhelming evidence that will make Ivan change his mind.
That is not true. If Pumpkin Jack tries to murder him in the middle of the night, I believe that at that point will supersede the need for money.
No, because we'll get 3x when we're there, so I won't be able to advance.
So we'll need to get money before we go and take care of it.
Hey, so, okay, you know what?
I looked at that.
In order, as much as we love roleplay, in order to prevent us from sitting here for an hour arguing over this...
But the people love that!
Are you kidding me? New Hope has, like, over 500 listeners. I mean, it was freaking Jerry Springer.
It was Jerry Springer and D&D. I'm willing to admit this.
Well, back when I was younger, we didn't do these type of things. Oh, yeah? Well, back in this...
sister back when I was younger.
Tyler, you're my baby's daddy.
Let me rephrase this in order to prevent me from getting angry at the rest of the group and ruining a portion of the game session, I vote we just bypass this and go do the freaking benefactor. Eventually, these two managed to convince Ryan and I that...
Fast forward to the end of the argument.
Let's fast forward to the end of the argument. Stay off, Ethan. Some makeup.
It just becomes the moose. That is why we must do this. We're now convinced.
Yes, I'm sorry. I know we love roleplay, but I also know Andre has a certain...
It's the moose.
Andre always wants to advance the plot at least a little bit tonight. Alright, there we go. Okay, so... We bypass the argument, we'll go talk to the guy.
Alright. Now, did you remember to write down his name? Because I sure as hell did.
Jessica?
It could be when you said that.
I'm sorry, that's why that looks like it was a good.
You can't understand a damn word I'm saying.
I said,
Jessica?
You said, I looked at him and I look at you.
Wait a minute. I just realized something. The two people who want us to stay and talk are the two people who can't talk to this guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Duh, so, therefore, it's no work on their part.
And foreign woman. Foreign woman.
Give me my,
I got my three bennies. I thought you knew there'd be... Wait, who bennies are these?
Nobody.
Aha, I got three bennies.
You do know I actually have an NPC if you're really bored.
Can I ditch out if I have to?
Yeah.
Okay. It's always an NPC.
You should play Dan.
You can play Scott. the big mouth Scott.
You mean like my last character?
Yeah.
Were you a Scot?
He was an Irishman.
You were Irish.
Oh, I was from that area.
You were from somewhere in this area.
Scotland or Ireland. I think it was Ireland, though, because I was just going off stereotypical drunk man.
Now some Scottish people are like, fuck you!
I like Scots. They're awesome.
All right, let's see.
No, I do not have a thing like
that. All right.
I hate you.
Shut up, gnome.
Yeah, you should play one of the gnomes. From Fable.
Alright.
Hey, yeah.
Hand this over to Tyler.
Hey. I summon.
We'll go ahead and put you as Thidon.
Thidon.
You are a heroic Greek.
I did sound Greek.
Yeah.
Wait a second, get this right here.
You use the stats for the irregular.
Yes. I summon the Cheshire Cat.
Oh,
for
the
Mystic
Gripper Irregular. I have a D6, a D6, a D6, a D8, a D6.
Yeah, you're actually fairly decent. Their standard Grippers are pretty lame.
Alright, now, did you bring your dice, babe?
No.
Okay. We're gonna need dice.
There we go, I can read now.
Is your dice box down here?
I changed it to Cambria instead of whatever the fuck you had it to.
Ah, yes, that is a lot easier to read.
What else?
The other one is very... Someone will need to go up. I'm going to need, at least two of everything.
Okay. Am I a wild card?
No, you're not.
Okay.
You're an extra.
So I just need one D6, a D8.
You are going to need two D6 because you have a pistol. Maybe three D6 if you get a raid.
Oh, the matching one. No.
What? Fine, I'll... Take that matching one.
I'm gonna go up and get something more to drink, but I doubt I'll be able to bring the box down with me, but I'll try.
Can anyone buff me for extra dice or anything?
If I'm getting Ivan to drink, I can't bring the box down, so someone else will need to come up.
Ivan should go since you're bringing him the drink.
I agree.
What was the point of him giving me the drink?
I was gonna get it again. Alright, here we go.
Starting it up.
So. Which of you is going to go try and talk to this wonderful gentleman? As I do reiterate again, did you guys actually write down his name?
No.
I think I had his name somewhere, but...
What's my character's name?
Thidon.
Thidon.
I didn't write it down. I have Antonio Lucenzo written down.
No. It's not Antonio Lucenzo.
He's going to... Remind me when I close this, hit no on the save option. Okay. I'm going to go back to wait one.
Alright.
Oh, what obviously, Thidon should go speak with him because he's awesome and heroic.
Unfortunately, he's not white.
He's Greek, therefore he's Greek. Not white.
Yeah. He's foreign.
Greek is white.
Not to the Englishman.
No.
I barely qualify.
Too much of a tan.
And their hair is curly.
It's like a Spaniard.
Exactly.
I barely qualify, and I'm American.
Oh, that's right. I didn't actually roll the guy up yet. All right. But no, last time. That's why I didn't give you his name. I have a backup name.
Okay. I thought you gave us his name.
No, did I?
I thought you did.
Well, did anyone write it down? Because if it's not written down, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen. It's not written down.
I think I had something to do last time I was here, so I wasn't really paying attention.
The name I had was Victor Tanner. Mr. Tanner. That works for me. Because, remember, because he worked at, he owned the textile businesses. Or is it Weaver? Yeah. We'll just go with Tanner from now.
You're going to be fighting this today?
It's so messed up.
So creepy.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's a wild-blooded gnome druid,
oh,
I guess.
No,
that's a sorcerer.
It's a wild blood gnome sorcerer.
Yeah, sorcerer.
Oh, yeah, archetype.
Still,
yeah.
It's crazy. It's creepy.
So, who wants to talk to him?
I guess I will.
I'll stand behind him and...
I'll stand watch outside.
I will give you notes on business stuff.
Okay.
And say that you wrote it. However, it's all in, you know...
Can't read that. No. Yes, I'm here to see Mr. Tanner.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh.
He's got huge mutton chops.
Good to see Papa Jen.
Yes. Good to see you as well. With all these foreigners of running the country, I was beginning to think this might be America. Ugh! Wishwash of mixed blood and lowlives.
Yes.
Amen!
Unfortunate, that.
Yes. I've been attempting to pull my contacts, but unfortunately, Her Majesty is not interested in launching another war.
Yes, bloody affairs, those.
Yes. If only those Mexicans would hurry up and overrun the country, then we could overrun them.
Yes, well, if they weaken each other, maybe...
Yes. Maybe a good old-fashioned plague.
We can take over the winners.
Reclaim those upstart, colonies, teach them what?
Maybe even roll over the French while we're at it.
Oh, damn right.
Get the French, you roll over so easy.
Did I feel insulted by this?
It's just old man.
You get used to it. Everyone hates America. I don't think I've met a person yet who's like, oh, you're American?
Actually, we have. Remember when you played the card?
There was one
and
guy.
And he's like, oh, you're from America! Cool!
Well, I'll get you. Give me the comment.
I assume you got our letter.
Oh, yes. You were wishing for some sort of investment in Black Mesa Trading Company.
He's going to become Black Mesa Incorporated eventually, and he's going to get scientists.
Yes. Well, I was looking over it, and I've asked around, and unfortunately the only thing you seem to be particularly interested in is sub-quality wool.
Wool? We had thought that maybe there might be some high-quality stuff up in the hills, but no.
Oh, heavens no, those are peasants.
Would you happen to know any place where there might be some...
Yes, but I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
That's my personal talk.
Well, I couldn't fault you there, then.
Yes. So, I'm afraid not, old bean. There's just not enough profit in a no-named trading company.
Yes. Well...
Maybe if you start shipping real product...
Yes, well, at the moment we're managing to break even, at least.
Yes, unfortunately I work on profit-based industries.
Well, you didn't really have a plan.
You know, you guys probably talk about it before you go in there.
Yeah.
We didn't really know what we were dealing with, anyway.
Ask him if there's anything we can do, too.
Well, we do more than just trading.
No.
What is that,
We do the odd job, random odd job every once again.
The very odd job, old bean.
Anything you might need, really.
Well, unfortunately, anything I might need is not going to amount to £100 a month.
Yes, well.
I have someone to clean my gutters for me.
Oh, no. A bit rougher.
My God, you're a hitman!
Although, if you really want us to,
although if you would let no.
My God, you're a hitman. Yes, we've been sent here to kill you. £100 a month, and we don't.
What? You don't have any enemies?
I'd never talk about that during the daytime.
Well, let's party until the night then.
Fine. I'll take you to a tree called Bane.
Fine. We'll wait until it's nighttime. Walk a foot away. Back. How long would you like to wait?
8 hours.
Stand there, I just went.
Hold on,
dude. Stare at the sun as it goes down.
Goodbye.
Wait 8 hours. Stare as the sun goes down.
Okay, let's talk.
Minecraft.
Oh god!
Wonder what the new mud crab in Skyrim will be.
Evil mud crabs.
You could say we're a hitman of a sort, I suppose.
No.
No!
Ah, well, I'm afraid I'm not terribly interested then.
It's okay, Ryan. I don't know what to say. We didn't talk about anything, so I don't know.
Well, we didn't really have any idea what he was like, because all we knew
was... All you knew, he was a jingoist. Well, that's all you knew.
All you need to do is talk to him, figure out what he's like, and say, okay, we'll talk to you later after we get our business better. We manipulate our numbers to look like something you're investing.
Oh, wow. Yeah, by the way, you could not have said that, so... You have a code of honor. No, you literally could not label yourself a hitman. Look, is there anything we can do for you that might convince you that we're a worthwhile investment?
How do you feel about genocide?
Normally I'm opposed to it, but that's because the genocide normally involves me. What are you talking about?
Well, you know, just wipe out France, Spain, anything like that. That might be worth £100 a month.
Financing an army might lead me to go broke before I can,
Well, then. I'm afraid you're going to have to get some more support underneath you, then.
I understand. A man of your great stature.
Yes, I do have great stature. Thank you.
I have a way to do this.
Does it involve murder?
Yes.
Does it involve killing him, installing a puppet leader, who then proceeds to take his funds and direct it towards our,
No, I was thinking more one-time deal.
And kill him, dick or shit.
So rather than going for the £100 a month, you're going for the bulk deal and break it out. Well, you know, when you win the lottery, you always ask for the lump sum.
No. Yes, some is bad.
Are you retarded?
There was a guy that won $2 million, and they took more than half away in taxes because he took the lump sum.
Yeah, but if you take the lump sum, you can immediately reinvest that money that's generating... All right, we're annoying Andre.
I'm sorry, but losing $1 million is not helpful.
Hey, I should be glad to get $1 million.
Did he win $2 million, or did he win $4
million? He won $2 million.
Okay, so he won $1 million in...
Technically, yes. After taxes,
no,
he won
after taxes,
million.
He won about $300,000 then. Maybe $500,000.
He won $2 million. They took more than half in taxes.
The lump sum's halved.
Alright.
So he won $2 million, he won $1 million.
At this point, is there anything we can do to convince this guy?
Not particularly, because you have to understand, if you're approaching him as a business venture, then you're going to have to give him profit.
Yeah.
And if you get $100,000...
And there's not much we can approach him otherwise... He's a businessman through and through, is what I hear. Unless we're willing to exterminate France, as he said.
Or you're going to have to find, you know, one of his pet peeves, or you're going to have to... Or he'll have to have some sort of supernatural encounter that you have to save him from, or... Because right now, you know, you're coming to him as a business. And as a business, basically you're saying, do you want to buy us? And he said, you're breaking even? No, there's no profit in it.
Tax penalties, because he didn't go see the tax guy.
I don't know.
So well, you guys will kind of duck out. Thank you for your time, sir. Maybe you'll see us again once we...
Yeah.
So, now we're on about 6 weeks. 3 weeks. Maybe like a week on ground and we'll never do...
Or longer, depending on how...
Or you guys could, you know, actually look for, you know, a benefactor, try and get this guy working before you head out.
The decision is Ivan's, because he won't... change his mind otherwise.
I don't really see any way to get this working.
Then we could look for another benefactor. You're the one who's really keen on getting us advanced.
Well, we can try that. Who's going to be trying to find the benefactor?